The demon looked up as they entered, tilting its head as Jardir crossed the wards, Shanva covering his every step with her spear. Jardir laid Shanjat in the center of the room, then retreated outside the circles that held the demon prisoner. But the demon did not move toward Shanjat, simply watching them with huge, inhuman eyes. The Parchin and his Jiwa pulled open the heavy curtains. Night had fallen, but it was not the dark of waning. Moonlight streamed through the windows. Jardir felt his skin crawl as the demon wrapped itself around Shanjat. Shanva tightened her grip on her spear, aura like a taut bowstring. She ached to strike, killing demon and sire both. But she was one of Evaram's spear sisters, sprung of Jardir's own Sharum blood. She embraced the pain and mastered it. Shanjat looked up, eyes bright and alive once more. He turned to Shanva, lip curling.
Evaram cursed me to have sired such a pathetic excuse for a daughter. It would have been better for all if your Tiga had married you off before you could be sent to the Damarting Palace. Better if I had crushed your head when I saw you're only a girl.
Shanva kept her spear steady, but Jardir could see how the words tore across her aura.
Your brother would have saved me, or at least done the honor of killing me.
Do not listen to these poisonous words, niece. It is not your father speaking.
Oh, but it is. That is what makes it so delicious. This drone boasted to his brethren of the strong son growing in his mate. His first thought at the sight of you was disgust. He imagined killing you to save face.
Stop it. Need you alive. But that don't mean we can't cut a few bits off now that you can't grow them back.
What will your egg be? Will your consort allow you to walk the path before us once he learns you carry it?
What's he talking about, Ren?
Core if I know.
Humans are so inefficient in their mating. 10 cycles of vulnerability for one single egg. But do not fear. We will keep you alive until the birth. The mind of a child is a delicious morsel, like the bird eggs you consume.
Renna drew her knife. Jardir moved to block her path to the demon, but the Parchin was faster. He blurred into mist, flowing across the room to reform in her path.
Trying to get a rise out of us, Ren. Trying to get us mad enough to cross the wards, give it a chance to escape. Long as they hold, we gotta stand fast, no matter what it says.
The Parchin speaks true, sister. You told me yourself the princelings steal our thoughts, but speak only those that cut.
Odds are you taste like shit, but don't think that means I won't eat your brains, too.
Ask your questions. This drone will serve as mouthpiece and mount as we travel the dark paths below.
Where is the surface entrance to the path?
North and east, in the mountains not far from where you and the heir held your primitive submission duel.
Lands unclaimed by either side. That is fitting for such a quest.
Unclaimed by you, but not unclaimed.
Who then?
The factions of your surface stock are meaningless to me. They provided fresh mines for my larder on my last visit.
Is the path guarded?
Magic flows to the surface strongly from a vent that size. Drones are drawn to the area, but they do not truly understand what they protect.
How far to the demon town once we find this cave?
Weeks, even for a mimic drone. Whole cycles for the slow and clumsy limbs of humans.
Their food on the way? Clear water?
So much power. And not the slightest idea how to use it. The energies of the core can sustain you without need for feeding.
You don't need to eat? Then why keep a larder? Why raid the surface?
Why do your kind drink fermented fruit and grain? Why do you sing and dance?
More than that, can't make something from nothing. Might not need food often, but you need it. Queens, most of all.
My brethren can exist without, but none of us does so willingly. Queens at laying must feed. And our hatchlings, those most of all. Soon hives will fill your lands, each springing forth thousands of hungry hatchling drones to pick the surface clean.
That a long while you're saying we don't need supplies?
We will bring them regardless. I do not trust the demon's words.
Why not? Have you not spent your life a pawn to the dice your females carve from our bones?
They speak with the voice of Everam.
They are a jongleur's trick, a primitive glimpse at a minuscule fraction of infinite possibility.
Those primitive glimpses have led us to victory after victory against your kind.
Perhaps, or perhaps we play a larger game.